Hey, Veeam Community Podcast listeners, did you hear the news? Veeam is hosting a new event allowing you to discover a new level of availability for your modern data center. The inaugural VeeamON event will be held in October of this year at the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas. Everything from executive keynotes, product deep dives, labs, certification resources, as well as a customer and partner showcase will be at the event. Pre-register today to qualify for introductory pricing. For more information and to register, go to go.veeam.com/VeeamON.
Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 101, VTL for you and me. Here we go. Today our guest is Ralph Wynn. Ralph, how are you doing?
I am doing excellent, Rick. How about yourself?
Hey, I am doing great. This is a great follow-up from the last episode 99 with deduplication with Howard Marks. But everybody might be thinking about VTL, and I thought, who better to ask than you? So before we get into it, Ralph, go ahead and introduce yourself and what you do for the listeners.
Awesome. Thank you. So, yes, my name is Ralph Wynn. I am the Technical Director of Product Marketing here at Falcon Store. And really all that really means is that, I understand all the technologies from a marketing aspect, but also from a sales and development aspect. So pretty much, I can sit down in any conversation and usually hold water. And, primarily focusing on all things technology-wise here at Falcon Store, disk space backup and also deduplication are the key focuses that I have.
And, Ralph, you and I kind of go way back. You had a role before this where you functioned like an SE or a solution architect type of role. So everyone, Ralph is good people, and you can find him on Twitter at Ralph Wynn. I always say good people, but you know what I mean when I say good people. He is a good person on Twitter.
I try to be.
So let's jump into it, Ralph. So why would somebody think about VTL? As a technology in general. So what kind of things do you look for when you talk to people or, specifically in your role, you help communicate, the capabilities of a product. Why should somebody think about VTL?
Well, the VTL discussion always starts with usually, someone that's trying to solve a particular problem. And when you're going into this problem solving, type of conversation, you try to start small and then kind of build into, some of the advanced features and functionalities that are out there that a lot of corporations provide. So VTL is usually the first, since this is a one-on-one podcast, I think this is a good topic. VTL is usually the introduction to deduplication because, as you say, it's virtual tape library technology. So you're emulating a physical tape. So for those people who have been in the backup business for way longer than we have, they're very familiar with tape technology. They're used to having this hard cassette in their hand, and they like being able to change tapes and move things around and know it's being moved, it's being written to, it's there, it's tangible. So, with virtual tape library, it follows the same principles. You're going to have a medium changer or tape library like an ADIC or Spectralogic. You're going to have drives. You're going to have tapes. And when it interacts with the backup system, it's no different than the physical tape library. So therefore, the fear is not there as if you were trying to use some other disk-based technologies, in the infrastructure. And that's usually why people, are looking to it. They're like, okay, I know I need to speed my backups if I'm having issues, completing my backups, or we're migrating between two different libraries, and I'm just worried about how do I keep data around from the old, move to the new, and that's where usually where the virtual tape library, discussion really jumps in.
Well, and I think that part of that, and this goes back to honestly to my own IT practice when I first started, there's a certain amount of comfort to knowing that this thing you can pick up, let's call it a tape, is a discrete recovery point. Okay, for one or more workloads, or maybe this pool that might span across tapes, whatever the size and the tape medium. But that is maybe due to a requirement, meaning I have to keep 5 months worth of backups that have to be separate, or I have to keep a year or multiple years worth of you know, of recovery points in a sense. But the only practical way to do that historically has been tape, right? Acquisition cost and portability, honestly, still today can't be beat for tape.
Right.
But if you look at the data involved, VTL, in the, especially because it really goes hand in hand with deduplication, it really is a natural fit because chances are most change rates aren't too extreme. Therefore, they'd be actually pretty good candidates for dedupe. Would you agree?
Oh, by all means. And, you know, that's one of the main factors is that, you know, as data volumes continue to grow, you know, people are starting to look to say, okay, I know that there's got to be some waste here. Do I need to, you know, kind of, can I cut out some of this extra stuff that's shared across maybe all of my, you know, Windows machines, my Linux machines, or my virtual machines, for example. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, deduplication is the first topic because it's all about, you know, once I've seen it, you know, I don't need to keep writing the same thing. I just create that pointer. And so when, you know, with tape technology, you really can't achieve that. The only way to make sure you have your recovery points and try to control what's written is basically saying, hey, this job goes to this tape, and I take that tape out. And then I, you know, so that way I know I have my recovery point for this guy. Whereas with deduplication, oh, okay, I can send a whole bunch of the same type of data. It's only going to create that one copy. I'm going to get some good, you know, be able to conserve space, get more data on there, and also, in a sense, you know, speed my backups up.
Well, that brings up a good point because let's take the tape example. Very rarely do people's full backups scoot right in at 100% of the size of a tape. So it's either going to underutilize a single tape or go on to a next tape or one or more additional tapes and then have waste aside from that. So by keeping it on VTL, which are disk systems, they actually can use that space very efficiently. I think that that's actually kind of an important point that people don't, you know, think about all the time, is that there's always empty space on a tape. So everything from the space, physical space that you have to store them to, you know, of course, the cost per tape still is pretty low. But I think that the efficiency is real important. But it goes back to one thing for me, Ralph. I hate to say it. Everyone has a story of how tape has let them down. Okay, and I have, honestly, the best blog post I just can't write is 5 reasons why I hate tape. And people just find me at an event, I'll tell you. I just, because Veeam now supports tape, I can't really knock it too much.
Right.
But, you know, if you're talking to people, Ralph, if they're looking at VTL, they're very comfortable with the, I don't want to say traditional tape system, but like, you know, actual tape systems. I don't know, like real physical tape library, right? If they're familiar with real tape systems, how do you kind of differentiate VTL to tape when you talk to the needs and maybe the problems they're trying to solve?
Oh, that's a very good question. You know, normally when I'm talking, you know, VTL versus, you know, to tape, it's one of those things where I say, you know, you don't have to move away from the traditional approach that you have with how tape interacts with your backup infrastructure. You know, you're still going to have media pools, you're still going to have media IDs and barcodes, you're still going to have tape rotations, and then vaulting, of course, is another topic that kind of comes up in the tape aspect. The one thing you're going to get is you're going to get, like you just alluded to, the space efficiency. You're going to be able to get more data written, but it's going to be going to disk. You're also going to get some better performance out of that because you're not dealing with, you know, linear tape. You're dealing with, you know, random reads and writes and things like that, so you're going to be able to boost the performance. But then you could still utilize that old school, unfortunately, I still call it old school, that old school physical tape for that next step of the archive. So you could have it quickly on disk for quick recoveries, but when you need to say, hey, like you have a mandate that says I need to keep it for 10 years, you can get some of that data off the disk and still put it on that physical tape and still keep it out there.
Well, that brings up a good point because there is all – any technology brings in a learning curve. But I know specifically the Falcon Store VTL library will emulate physical drives so much so that you have to put in the drivers as well. Mm-hmm. So that actually might you know, if people are thinking about VTL, that's an important thing to note because it'll operate exactly like these real tape libraries. So I actually should go so far as to say that the Falcon Store VTL is awesome because it emulates, I don't even know, how many types does it emulate, Ralph?
That's a very good question. The only reason why I know this is because I had to look it up myself for some materials that I created. We have 37 plus, so the plus means we're adding more as we come out with new versions, of different vendors, and then 57 plus different drives, and some huge number of tapes. I think it's somewhere around like 300,000 tapes we can emulate.
Nice. And many VTLs, including the Falcon Store VTL, also can be distributed as a virtual appliance. Now, is that a production class config? Because I know you have a physical appliance as well. But can you, you know, if the customer wanted, could they use it as a virtual machine, as an appliance mode?
That is a very good question as well. And that's actually what we've seen here recently with our 7.5 platform is, you know, customers are loving the fact that they can actually put a virtual machine out there and, you know, hook it up to like a remote office and environment and use that type of connectivity and communication to back up everything, you know, in that remote office. And then it has replication capability, so you can replicate everything that it's backed up to a data center where you may have a physical VTL appliance out there. So yes, it is, it's enterprise ready. We're actually working on our next version of that to start adding in new features and functionality that people, you know, at first when it took off from a virtual perspective, they were okay with some of the basic technologies. But now that, of course, VMware is out there and they've expanded a lot of capabilities and disks got bigger, networks are faster, you know, people are, of course, asking for more. So we're working on giving them just that, giving them more capabilities with our virtual appliance.
The silver lining, the really, not I won't say silver lining, but the hidden jewel in this is you can just, I don't know, again, I apologize for not knowing all the specifics, but especially in the Falcon Store VTL, you can actually provision that as an iSCSI target. So a lot of times when you think about tape and virtualized environments, it's a clash of worlds. And maybe instinctively you'll think about VTL, oh, and then I got this gizmo appliance, or I have to have a physical host dedicated to connect or something like that. It's pretty flexible when you can deploy it as an iSCSI target so that you can fully leverage your virtualized networking. So that, I think, is also a very important part because then it really just becomes an important, special, yet big virtual machine that honestly people might be pretty comfortable managing.
Oh, but of course. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And we're actually getting a lot of interest from some of our partners and managed service providers just for that reason. Because it is, you know, it's a nice guy target out there. You can move it around rather quickly. And you know, as you just talked about, the whole virtualized networking and software-defined and all the other great acronyms and terms that are out there, it fits right in there. So mm-hmm. customers still have a lot of flexibility. And of course, if they have that requirement for still a physical footprint, because, you know, for us, one of the major things that customers love is that they can have a whole bunch of virtual machines out there, backing up all these different offices or different companies or entities, and they all can be replicating back to a centralized location. And then if they need to cut tape, because of the requirements, they can still cut tape, but they can still choose what data goes to tape in that old school fashion.
So, let me see if I understand this right. So let's suppose you've got remote offices or some sort of inbound to headquarters or something like that. From there, you can actually take the VTL, like one media set, and then offload it to physical tape?
That is correct. So wherever that you want to put tape, you can. We're working on the iSCSI pass-through for fiber channel communication right now. So if you want to put a fiber channel tape at the remote office and then also have one at the data center or secondary office, you can hang tapes off wherever you want and we can cut tapes.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, a lot of people who listen to the podcast are Veeam customers, obviously. A couple of notes, folks, and that is that I know that our support team, myself, our R&D have passed through a lot of cycles on the Falcon Store VTL. And one of the things that I noticed when I was playing with it, especially last year, was we launched our tape support. is that it never really got very big. And what I mean by that is that the deduplication was kicking in. Now, in Veeam Talk, we write backups to tape, which could be a VTL. And if you're talking about a full backup, you know, that data profile might not really have that much of a change rate. So there's no real problem with doing additional deduplication from the sense of Veeam has its own dedupe, but then when you land on a VTL, it did pretty good in my experience. And what I was actually doing right now was looking here, and mine, I provisioned out like 2.5 terabytes or so, and I only used 269 gigs. So no matter what I threw at it, it just never really grew, which in my experience, that's my lab. Everyone's mileage is different, right? You know, especially like Exchange Server, right? It cleans up the database once a week or once a day or something like that. So there's a lot of change blocks, and you know, when it lands, but you know, a storage system like a VTL might be able to intercept and determine that and still get some additional efficiencies. So the next question, Ralph, is kind of let's suppose we've convinced someone that VTL is the way to go, but they might be comfortable administering disk systems. So how is this not really a disk system? So somebody might just say, well, I have a dedupe volume or a dedupe appliance, or and don't get me wrong, there's places for those as well, but I don't think you want to take a VTL and administer it just like a storage system. How do you kind of navigate that conversation?
Yeah. Well, so that's a very good question. You know, I used to hear that, you know, I always wondered if I was going to hear that quite often, because as disk, you know, purpose-built backup appliances that were all based on disk were coming out, you know, people were adopting them rather quickly. But as I start, you know, talking to potential customers or even new customers about just the, you know, tape and disk and where you should use it, you know, the conversation would come up every now and then is about, you know, I have this disk appliance out there, why do I need you guys? Well, you know, what it really comes down to is recovery points, recovery time objectives, cost, and also the need for long-time archival. And usually that's what usually got it, is that whole archival process, because, you know, with disk, it's going to sit there. It may sit in its native form. It may sit in a form that's provided by the vendor. And you're only going to keep a certain amount of that data there. But, you know, when you're dealing with deduplication, after a certain amount of time, your rates are going to go down. You're going to just be retaining more data. So how do you get some of that old stuff off, but still have the capabilities to recover whatever that data represents? And that's where the whole VTL technology comes in, because it is disk, but it looks like tape. So now you can still have some of the great advantages of tape. You know, being able to move that off to another entity and then write it to physical tape if you would like. So that you can preserve that, you know, more expensive disk for, you know, what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to hold data and be able to quickly restore data whenever I need to. And so, therefore, it's a great adage for, you know, moving data throughout the company, the environment, but also for archival. And archival is becoming a big thing here, especially in the finance and also the healthcare industries.
Absolutely. I think that the archival burden, it's kind of hard to ever get your stakeholders, forget any industry, really. It's kind of hard to go into your management and say, okay, sign right here. After 3 years, I'm going to delete all backups. They're going to maybe they'll go right to it, but then maybe they're going to have to think about it. You know, trying to put people on the spot for a data deletion policy, you know, if we have technologies that just keep it around, some industries may actually call that risk, honestly, but for discovery reasons. But long of the short, everyone's requirements are different, and archiving really speaks to a lot of people's needs. But, you know, because a VTL system does run on, you know, a rotational disk, or if you really want, you put it on SSD, compared to, you know, regular tape libraries, which have the magnetic, you know, kind of reel-to-reel thing, and it exists, you know, right now. LTO6 is hot, right? But the important thing is, yeah, you know, I got to give LTO6 some props. If you're coming in at a serial write, it's pretty fast.
Yeah.
But when you pull it out with a random read, it's trash. that's right. A big difference that VTL systems it can solve a real problem back to those metrics, right, at recovery time that you were speaking of. How do you kind of communicate the benefits of the speed of, you know, pulling data out?
Well, you know, normally when I'm talking to folks, you know, I talk about, you know, if you have to get out a, let's say an 80, actually let me take a step back. We had a customer that had to do like a 5 terabyte Oracle database from our VTL, and we were giving him restore speeds right around, I want to say it was almost in the 3.5 to 4 terabytes an hour perspective. Coming from our VTL, I said, you know, it's very good. So I told him, look, if you were dealing with tape, and that database was spread out across multiple tapes, and if it was, you're dealing with fragment sizes that may be too small, that's a lot of reading, writing, thrashing on the drive. You would not see anything close to that. So, you know, being able to restore that, you know, we restore that data in a good amount of time underneath their SLA. I told him you probably would not have met that SLA, you know, going strictly from tape.
Yeah. And, you know, if you do consider the VTL technology when, you know, customers may go down the virtual appliance route, you know, give some thought as to what storage that appliance would live on. So that's the real risk when you say, okay, here's an appliance. You know, well, they're going to put it on great storage or they're going to put it on not so great storage, and you don't really know what's going on. So tip to the listeners here is put it on something that you can ensure its availability. And Ralph talked about how, you know, replication is a good idea. I'm the belt and suspenders and then string in my pocket type of guy, so I would also probably then back that VM, that VTL up with Veeam, right? It's probably not going to get much compression and dedupe from Veeam. I'll be straight up honest there. But you'll have it protected. There's no such thing as too much protection. And, you know, kind of what I've found, Ralph, is that you can always find lesser expensive storage, but what you really need are the features to go with it. So I think that VTL is a good technology if you need those discrete recovery points. And, you know, if you're not fancying the appliance, dedupe appliance approach, I still think people want to have some form of disk-based backup first, disk to VTL, or effectively disk to tape is what that is. Got to have options. How do you kind of address people to, you know, have options for all their different restore scenarios? I mean, are you a fan of disk to tape, or kind of what's your thought?
Oh, I am. I'm a big fan. You know, I got my start in the, you know, the old data protection with back in the old Veritas days and the backup execs and the net backups of the world. So,
oh, sorry to hear that.
So back in those days, you know, that was the big, first it was all about tape and then it started getting into disk and it just makes so much sense that, you know, when the chips are down, you need your data. You want it coming back to you as quickly as possible. So that's perfect. That's disk. Disk is going to give you that performance. But once you've reached that point where, okay, now I'm just making sure that it's there just in case, well, why keep it on disk? Move it off the tape so that you can have it. So if you need to recall something from a month back, you're not keeping and using that space on disk. You're going to be able to go to tape because usually your restore times are a little bit longer. So you don't have to get it back within, you know, 4 hours. You can get it back within a couple days because it's, you know, you're pulling from months away. So it's a perfect solution for even the average data center. And what we find is that when customers start looking at our technologies and just some of the media management that we do offer as part of the solution, they're really taken aback by all of the capabilities that we've built in to help people maximize that tape, you know, by, you know, tape stacking, being able to pull multiple different types of tape. So you can have, you know, DLT, SDLT, LTO 1, 2, and 3 in different offices and being able to cut that tape to an LTO 6 by, you know, merging all that data onto one tape into a different format. Or even just supporting legacy. You know, people will always have legacy environments and they want to make sure that they, get the most bang for that investment, we allow them to do that. So, you know, disc to tape is going to, I don't see that ever changing. Mm-hmm. Well, you should never say never, but.
Well, disc to cloud is popping up.
That's what I was just about to say, disc to the cloud, but, you know, the cloud could be a VTL in the cloud.
That's right. And, you know, the funny thing is, like I said, I have my five reasons for tape that are not so favorable. But this, I hate to kind of pull a buzzword out of the, pardon the pun, out of the cloud here, but this is probably, honestly, the best example of software-defined something being better than hardware. Okay?
Sure.
Everyone has their tapes. You have one, probably, a couple tape stories where it let you down. Because it is encapsulated in a VTL, I feel like I'm at less risk to have those stories happen again. Right. Now, we have to make sure the VTL and maybe the appliance are available, but I don't know. I'll go so far as to say it's the best example of software-defined something doing better than hardware. Because a lot of times people are all, oh, you want the hardware to do it, whatever. But you know what? Not with tape. I've got bad memories with that. So.
Everyone does.
Exactly. Well, hey, Ralph, again, I really want to appreciate you for being on the podcast. You know, we keep it short and sweet and consumable. And my goal here is that people who maybe are thinking about VTL know a little bit more about it. And, you know, you can check Ralph out on Twitter, at Ralph Wynn. Again, he works for Falcon Store. They've got a cracking VTL over there, which I know, like I said, we use quite a bit here, and we're emerging partners together. So good stuff. Ralph, thanks again for being on.
Thank you. This was fun. I want to do it again.
All right.